Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real-life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. Today, I'm super psyched. We've got Justin Cook back in the house from Empire Flippers. He is the co-host along with Joe Magnotti. And today, what we're going to be talking about is podcast structure. So how to put together your show and all the pieces parts to make sure that it's entertaining, that it's valuable, and that it's engaging to your listeners without all the fluff and without all the, you know, kind of BS. And we talk about a couple of different strategies and tactics there. So really, really good stuff in this episode that will help you create a great long-term show for your listeners. Before we get into that, I want to talk about the notable podcast for today. And that's actually Entrepreneur Showdown, which is hosted by Joe Cassandra and Dan Franks. This is a podcast that came to me straight from Justin Cook, actually, and it's a really, really interesting show. What they do is they take a piece of content that's been put out there by somebody, and they essentially debate the merits of it. You know, kind of the, usually they take something that's a little bit controversial, but they'll talk about the pros and the cons, what the author was trying to get across with that piece of content, and where they think they may have some shortcomings or where they may have overstepped their boundaries a little bit. And then after that, they actually bring on the author of that piece of content and talk to them to get a little bit deeper into why they wrote it, what their thoughts were, and really dig into the entire idea behind that piece of content. So it's a really interesting show and definitely worth checking out. So if you want to get your podcast featured on the show, head over to authorityengine.com/love and submit your show. But now it's time to really get into it with Justin Cook on how to structure your show to entertain, educate, and engage your listeners. One of the things you've talked about, Justin, and this is something that we discussed earlier, kind of actually a couple months back, is when you do these podcasts, particularly you have a co-host, and one of the things that makes the podcast go so smooth is the fact that you guys have really planned out your episodes and kind of how the content will come together. So can you real quick describe what you think of and how you kind of map out what you're going to talk about in that episode and the content that goes in there, and then how having a co-host really kind of feeds into that?
Yeah. So Ben, I'll talk about structure first. So when Joe and I were getting started with the podcast, we went and listened to a bunch of different podcasts. We actually like wrote it down, had targets and said, okay, I'm going to listen to these four, you listen to these four. And we wrote down the things that we liked and didn't like from the different shows. And we kind of, you know, met together and we, you know, made sure we didn't include the pieces of the shows that, that we didn't dig. And we included the ones that we do. And we came up with a basic structure for our show, which is, you know, kind of a quick intro about the show is going to be about news, updates, information. We have a body section. And then we have sometimes we'll include at the end, we'll include a niche business idea that we'll share with our listeners. Mm. And then kind of the wrap up the tips, tricks, or plans for the future. And then a final wrap up that takes about 30 seconds or so. So, that's the structure of our show. And it's mostly stayed the same since we began. I think listening to other shows, if you're a podcaster, listening to other shows and picking out the pieces that you like are helpful. One thing I'll warn about that we screwed up on a couple of times, and I hear this with other podcasters, especially when they're new, is it's way too structured. You know, they have their whole two paragraph intro written out and they're reading it. Welcome to the blah, blah, blah podcast. I am so excited to have my blah, blah, blah guest. And you're like, oh my God, that doesn't sound, you know, real. It doesn't sound like a real person. It just, yeah, it's no good, man. So it's really got to come from you. Your personality has to shine through. And so if it's too written out, that's the part where, you know, if I'm listening to a podcast, I'm, you know, reading something else, or I start, you know, kind of spacing out a bit, because it's just, even if it's good content, your listeners are going to miss out. So Joe and I, a good trick we implemented was for our bullet points, we make sure they're not readable. So they're just really short bits to where they're unreadable. Like if I read it out, you would think I was crazy. So that it's just kind of a reminder to me what to talk about, but it's not something I can just repeat word for word. So that was a good tip for us. I'd say
certainly,
the benefit of a co-host is that you're not going to have those periods where, you know, you just run out of things to say or you ramble. You ever heard those solo podcasts where they just kind of keep going and going? You're always able
to,
you're always able to bounce off each other and pick each other up. I love doing it face to face because, you know, the body language you can share between the two of you is much, much better, and you can lead in and stuff better. So yeah, I think having a co-host is fantastic. And that's why a lot of podcasters will do interview shows. And I think there's probably too many interview shows, honestly, but you know, you'll do the interviews because it's so difficult to do it on your own. Do you know what I mean? So I think having, even if you don't have a co-host or someone else in the industry that would benefit from a podcast, have guest hosts, right? So bring people on to be a guest host with you. I think that's of value so that you can bounce ideas off of each other.
Definitely, definitely. And I like the fact that, you know, when you and Justin, when you and Joe get on the podcast, you guys do bounce off each other really well. And it's, you know, it's kind of like Dan and Ian, what they said, they bounce off each other really well as well. But I think it's funny, since I've been doing their podcast, I can always tell when they're not in the same room because it doesn't quite, like the kind of tit for tat isn't quite there. Like there's just a little bit of a space missing. And I think it's, you know, that phone call effect. It's that, you know, you can't really see their expression. You're missing a large part of that communication because largely communication is body language.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, they're missing that with each other. And so you can tell it might sound a little bit off. You know, another thing that's funny is, you know, sometimes Joe will say things and, you know, I'm not beating you up, buddy. You're listening to the show, but, you know, he'll say things. I'm like, dude, really? You're completely off base with that one. That's what I'm thinking. And then we get feedback from listeners that go, oh yeah, I love what Joe said there. And I'm like, what? You both, all of you guys are retarded. What are you talking about? But you know, because I have a co-host that, you know, has different opinion and, you know, isn't afraid to share that, we get listeners that agree with me sometimes and agree with him sometimes. And I think that's really good. I think that's helpful.
Definitely. Kind of that little bit of give and take, and giving both of those sides of the coin gives your audience more views to connect with, you know, more to think, oh, yes, I like the way that guy thinks, kind of like what you were saying. You'll get that review or those feedback, you know, mentions from your audience on things that you thought were kind of off the wall, or, you know, maybe they didn't agree with what you were saying.
Yeah.
But it really resonated with them. One of the other things you were saying is you have the bullet points to where you can't actually read them. I think that's a really interesting point. What would you recommend for somebody? You know, let's say they're getting started with podcasting and they're pretty nervous and they have a hard time kind of using free speech, like that moment ago when I was just stumbling through those words. and they feel more comfortable when they write out kind of what their intros are going to be and that kind of stuff. What would you recommend for them as some good ways to kind of overcome those? I guess it's fear, but it's a little bit more, I think it's more uncomfortableness.
And wanting to be a good show. I mean, I get that. Like you want it to be a really good show and you don't want, you know, don't want to waste someone's time or, you know, they're listening to you. You want to provide them a ton of quality content. I mean, I think one way you can do that is do a pre-interview. And, you know, some of the great podcast shows do that. I mean, Mixergy, for example, with Andrew Warner, he has a huge pre-interview thing, right? It's like, you know, hours and they ask these questions. And so he has a pretty good idea of what the story is going to be before he even sits down for the real interview. So, and you should, I'm telling you, you should have Andrew as a guest on your show, because what he does is he'll then like,
He's getting called out, man.
You need to have him out. But he does these structures. So, you know, things like Hero's Journey and others, where he'll kind of put it into the structure and then we'll make the show kind of follow that path based on the questions he's asking and the answers or the general answers that he already knows are coming. So I think, you know, having some kind of like four or five templates that you can use for a show will help you, especially as a new podcaster, to kind of get over that, because you know the tempo and the structure that you want the show to follow, even if you don't know exactly what you're going to say. Some people do the, like Tim Conley from The Foolish Adventure does kind of the more free form, where it's just kind of like, oh, we can go down rabbit holes. It's cool, man. You know, and he's cool with that. And he's great, a great interviewer for getting you kind of off your game and doing that. Other people, and I'd say people that are new, maybe that's not so great. It's good to have a structure, but if you're just, yeah, if you're just reading, that's not helpful. That's not going to be great. And even if it's good content, I think people are going to tune you out, and it's not a great approach.
Absolutely. One of the things I've talked about on the show before is the fact that podcasting is a mixture of, you know, information that the listeners want plus entertainment. If it's not entertaining, they're not going to listen.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think the best way to do that is to let your personality shine through and not be someone that you're not. Just be you. And your tribe is going to dig it. The people that listen to you and kind of like your approach and your thoughts on things are going to be totally down with it. And those are the people you want anyway. So if they don't dig it, too bad, right?
Yeah, if they can't take a joke, you know, get out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, trying to keep the podcast PG-13 rated over here. One of the things you mentioned a little while back was Mixergy and Andrew Warner. You were talking about earlier how you really love the Hero's Journey podcast and how he does the pre-interview. On top of the pre-interview, what is the things, really structurally speaking, about the Hero's Journey that you really like?
I mean, I think we all love a hero's journey, right? I mean, so many movies follow that path, you know, where they have to overcome amazing obstacles and they're able to win in the end, right? And so everyone loves a hero's journey, but I think the way he's able to set it up, I mean, to do that, you have to skip, because no one has in life a hero's journey, right? So they have to skip or they're cut out other parts of the story. And I don't mean like manipulate in a way that's false. I mean you cut off the ends where you like really zero in and focus on a particular area or time in that entrepreneur's life, right? Mm-hmm. So you're really zooming in and focused on that, because that section is the hero's journey for them at that time. And he's, I think, particularly good at doing that. I would mention too that, and I don't know about your listeners and how this is going to come across for them or what position they're in, you know, but pre-interviewing is time intensive. It can be expensive if you're paying someone to do that. But if the podcast is going to be a significant portion in driving additional sales or, you know, higher lifetime value from clients, it may be worth it. And if you can find a way in your podcast to, you know, monetize your podcast or whatever and actually make the show better, it's going to, you know, snowball, and you're going to be able to drive more listeners, which ultimately will be higher lifetime values, you know, more customers, all the good things that come with that.
Certainly, certainly. I really like that approach. And I'm really interested on the pre-interview, because I love the fact that at that point, not only do you kind of understand the story, so you kind of can steer the conversation a little bit better, but you can also ask the digging, you know, interesting questions that people really want to hear, versus hearing the story for the first time yourself and kind of trying to, you know, kind of come up with where you want the conversation to go on the spot, versus a little bit of a preempted, pre-thought out path, not necessarily the conversation as it would be, but the general path of how the storyline takes place, you know, storyline being a rough outline for how your podcast is put together.
Well, there's the poor man's version of this would be to get on the phone. You know, at first you're going to kind of break the ice and chit chat for a bit before you do an interview, but take the next 15 minutes or so and kind of map through it with your guest. Right. So, and ask them, hey, I'd like to ask you some tough questions. You know, I'd like to kind of cover these topics. I think it'd be really fascinating for my listeners. I think it'd be really helpful. And, you know, kind of test them and make sure they're on board for that. And then you can really hammer it home and make sure that you're not, you know, offending your guests, but also getting to the heart of the issue. And plus, they don't have that much time to prep for it if it's right before. Now, you don't either. So, you know, you're missing out on a bit there. But, you know, I think if that's the best way for you to do it, if you don't have, you can't prep a day or two in advance and get 2 hours of questions answered from your guests, then that's another way, a good way to do it is to just do it right before the show.
Yeah, I really think that that's a really incredible way to go about it for somebody who's either just starting with the podcast or somebody who, you know, maybe their time is very valuable as well and they don't want to kind of outsource the pre-interview process. They would really rather do it as much as possible themselves. So it's much more personal connection and it's not such, you know, it's not such a corporate systematic interview process.
Yeah, it could be a bit more natural. And really, you know, you want your interviews or just your solo shows or with your co-host, you want the shows to be natural, organic, you know, because, you know, as you said before, it is entertainment as much as it is information. And you want actionable tips and steps that you can give to people. But you got to entertain too. And that's kind of the point of a podcast. Otherwise, people are going to be like, ah, I'm done with this. I'm out of here.
Certainly. Well, speaking of out of here, I think that's a really good wrap on that topic. I really appreciate some of your insights there. And I think what we talked about here will really help people kind of keep their podcast episodes a little bit more structured, but still come across with that personality.
Awesome, Ben. Well, I really hope it helps your listeners. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Justin, for coming on the show today. Really appreciate you sharing your expertise with us as an experienced podcaster. You can check out Justin's show over at empireflippers.com. Him and Joe Magnotti host that show over there, and it's a fantastic show. So really appreciate the chat when we talked about, you know, podcast structure and planning out and getting ready for an episode and how everything should be formatted. So definitely think there's some stuff that we as podcasters need to focus on in there. So my question to you as listeners, what steps do you guys take or guys or gals take as podcasters to plan for each episode? So do you bullet point stuff out? Do you, you know, just kind of take a more general approach and wing it? Or are you a little bit more structured than that? So head over to authorityengine.com/26 and you can post up your response there as well as find all the show notes for this episode and a nice little guide that will help you through all the stuff that we talked about today. So thanks for sticking around. Really appreciate you guys listening in. And as always, we'll be back next time for more strategies and tactics direct from all the top podcasters and iTunes. And as always, we're always geared towards helping you guys accelerate your businesses with podcasting. Thanks, folks. See you next week.